This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Chadwick. In Haiti, the man in charge of vote counting in that country's presidential election of 2 weeks ago has now fled the country. Jacques Bernard had led Haiti's Electoral Council for just 3 months. He was trying to bring order to that organization.
But opponents threatened his life and then burned down his farmhouse after the council announced disputed results that returned former President René Préval to office. We checked in with the head of the Haitian Journalists Association, Guy Delva, in Port-au-Prince. He said Bernard claimed that two other members of the election council attacked him.
Those two members have been criticizing him and accusing him of manipulating the results of the election, which he has denied. There's been a permanent conflict between Mr. Bernard and those two other members of the Electoral Council.
Even after the release of the first vote results, a lot of people were in the streets protesting the election. And according to Guy Delva, even the winning candidate, Préval himself, had denounced massive fraud in the elections.
But there are also other people who have been saying that Mr. Bernard has done a good job. He came only 18 months after the launching of the process. But in 3 months, he managed to make a difference. But this is not the opinion of many other people.
No reports yet on where Jacques Bernard has gone despite his departure. Guy Devals emphasized that the vote count is still continuing.
There are the members of the Electoral Council who took over operations at the tabulation center. The results are trickling down now at the tabulation center, and we have the first results for legislative elections in the absence of Mr. Bernard. So the process is still going on.
Tomorrow, President-elect Préval is expected to give his first formal press conference. So far, no comment from him on Jacques Bernard's departure.